Hello, what's up? This is Sean Zor, and this is an experiment of sorts. I am from Allied Oddballs, and this is a first attempt at possibly doing a podcast. So if you're not an oddball and you happen to be listening to this, I'm not sure why. And second, the Allied Oddballs are a Xbox 360 clan, and we're kind of a mix of social and competitive, and it's all over 25, and it's all fun. And if any of you guys are oddballs listening to this and you think this is a cool idea, then I'll need your help because I'm pretty sure listening to me talk for a little while is kind of boring. Other than that, I want to give a shout out to JetNYC. He is currently the only trial member of the oddballs. And so anyone else who's already part of the clan, please send Jet an invite and let's get him in with the rest of us. So I thought we'd start off by talking about what the oddballs are playing. And as I look over my friends list the past few nights, I've noticed that we're not really playing much of anything. It's all pretty divided. I've seen a lot. Some people have been putting in Alaskan adventures, doing some hunting and fishing. One or two people have Just Cause in. And there's a lot of older stuff going on. I've seen some people playing Lord of the Rings, some people playing some soccer games. Pretty much just anything anybody's wanting to play. It looks like we're all just kind of waiting for November 7th to drop and all the big name titles to come out. I do know that there are several people on the oddballs playing Madden. We got some kind of Madden League going on or something like that, but I'm really not the one to talk about it because I don't know about that. Like most of our British members of the clan, I prefer some real football, if you know what I mean. I do know that a lot of people have recently, in the past few days, picked up the new Splinter Cell. And it seems to be that's the most consistent thing anybody's playing together, anyway. The demo is out. If you've not played it, you can pick it up on the marketplace. And the multiplayer seems to be okay. I played the demo, and it was fun, I guess. I understand that from the original Splinter Cell, or the previous ones, it's been dumbed down a little bit, made a little bit more friendly for the masses. And it was fun. There's the spies and the mercs again, and the spies are trying to break in and hack some kind of computer terminal, and they got all kinds of cool spy moves, while the mercs are just doing their I'm going to shoot you thing. And it's fun, but it's my understanding that there's only two modes. There's a mode where all the players are spies going against bots, and there's a mode where it's split. Three spies, three mercs, and go after each other, and that's all there is to it. So I'm not sure how long that multiplayer is going to last, how much legs it has. So that's what we've been playing. Figure we move on now to some Xbox news. As most of you probably are aware, Live was down all day Tuesday, made for some pretty boring nights for just about everyone. And then on Wednesday, it was down for a lot of people. It was kind of in and out, and people all over the world were having problems with it. Now, I know it's down. Does anybody have any idea what they did? I noticed that Xbox.com just went back up today, and it looks about the same as it was before it went down. I know nothing has happened to Live. I know they said this wasn't a new update, but the press release they had for it last week did say there'd be new exciting features, and I'm not seeing it. So maybe a lot of what they were doing is just doing some back-end stuff on their side to get us ready for the next update. Also, when Xbox Live did come back up, you may have noticed that Luminous Live is out. For those of you who like puzzle games, I can assure you it is definitely addictive. And it's a lot of fun to play. My first experience with Luminous was just yesterday. I never played the PSP version, so I didn't know what I was getting into. And unfortunately, we've not bought it yet, which is good for me because that means I can still play the 360 and my wife hasn't completely taken it over because she's a puzzle game fiend. And I think one reason why we haven't bought it is because the price setup is really weird. Currently, you can buy the Luminous Base Pack for 1,200 points, which equates to about $15. And then they have all these other packs that you add on. For example, I think they have one that allows 22 new skins/songs, so the game currently only has 12 built-in levels. You have to buy the rest. If you want to do the puzzle mode, that has to be bought an extra as well. And if you want to play against the computer, I believe it is, do some player versus CPU stuff that is also extra, and all those extra points add up, and so I guess before you know it, Luminous is going to become a $30 Xbox Live Arcade game, so I'm not really sure how I feel about that. And I think I can pretty much echo the entire Xbox Live community that I really hope that does not become the trend, because there's a whole bunch of really great arcade games slanted like Small Arms and the Castlevania Symphony of Night, and it would just suck something big if every single game just started putting out everything in pieces. So hopefully Luminous is the only one that's going to do this, and I hope other companies stay away from that model. The only Xbox news to report is that apparently there's a rumor that this Friday, so I guess that's tomorrow from when I put this up, the Tony Hawk Project 8 demo is going to be available on the marketplace for download. Now, I know a lot of people have given up on Tony Hawk and have moved on to everything else, but I'm personally excited about this game. I know that they're supposed to be redoing the trick system, making it more realistic, more fun, more streamlined, more of everything the PR stuff always says it is. But I'm looking forward to trying the demo, and hopefully it's as fun as I want it to be. So from Xbox News, we're going to move into talking about some games. So first, talk about the upcoming releases for the 360. All these are scheduled to be released next week. The first is Cars. Now, as obviously based off of the Cars Pixar film that came out this summer, and pretty much every other system except for the 360 got a Cars game then, and this is essentially a port of that game, and I don't really see a lot of oddballs playing that because it is a kid's game, so maybe some of the junior oddballs will. And for a kid's game, it actually isn't too bad. I'll admit that I played the PS2 version to review it for another website, and it wasn't bad. The racing mechanics are there. They're okay. It controls decently. It's just extremely easy, so I don't think it's going to be replacing Project Gotham Racing 3 for anybody, but if you got kids and you want games specifically for them, it's better than most of the kid games that are out there. Marvel Ultimate Alliance also comes out next week, and if you don't know about this, what this game is, it's by the same people who made the Baldur's Gate game for the Xbox and PS2. So it's an top-down action RPG hack and slash type of thing, only with superheroes. And all the media stuff about it looks like it's supposed to be pretty good. I know that there's like over 100 different Marvel superheroes in it. I don't think you can control all of them, though. And I guess we'll just see how it goes. I don't know if it has online some live play. That'd make it cool. But if you're a Marvel superhero fan, you probably already know about this game, you have it pre-ordered and all that, and if you're not, you probably don't really care. Speaking of action RPGs, Phantasy Star Universe is scheduled to come out this next week as well. This was originally kind of hyped as the first, or I guess second, MMO for the 360 right after Final Fantasy 11, but the demo is available in the marketplace, and I, like many people, have played it, and it really is not an MMO. It's just an action RPG that they put online, and then they decide they're going to charge people $10 a month to play it. So now, I played the demo. I personally didn't care much for it, but I think a lot of that's just because I was thinking the entire time that if I wanted to play this game from here on out, it would be $10 to play, and that seemed kind of silly. So I think some people might get into this, some people like it, they'll get addicted to it, they'll deck out the little room inside that space station, and they'll do all the missions over and over again, but it's not for me, so I'll be something I'm passing on. And since we're talking about games, I thought something I would do, and if this becomes a regular podcast, something that might be a good segment to add, is recommending a game for other people to play. And since it is October, and since Halloween is just 2 weeks away, my game recommendation is Condemned Criminal Origins. This game came out back when a few months ago, sometime. I don't really know if it was launched or not, because I wasn't around for the 360 launch. But it is definitely one of the scariest games in existence, if not the scariest game in existence, and by far the scariest game available for the 360. And if you've not played it, you really do need to give it a go. I think Halloween would be an ideal time. 31st, after the trick-or-treaters come by, just pop the game in, turn the lights off, and If you go ahead and pee yourself, I won't tell anybody because it is really scary. And that's really all I have. This obviously is the first time I've ever attempted anything like a podcast, so if it sucks, that's why. I don't know if this will return or when it will return. I guess it all depends on if it's something the oddballs like. And guys, I need your help because, like I said, I'm probably pretty dreadful to listen to. So hopefully this will be back. We'll have a regular Allied Oddballs podcast, and hopefully I won't be alone. Until then, farewell. And if you've, like I said, if you've stumbled upon this from someplace else, then check out www.alliedoddballs.com to see who we are and what we're about. That's it.